It's not that I intended to come here, but the path has led me here. Yet please consider that for years I have been wandering dusty paths. Those are lyrics to the ghazal Ye Nahin, Punjabi for Wandering Dusty Paths, composed by Kiran Ahluwalia. Born in India, raised in Canada, now living in New York and touring the world with her band, Ahluwalia's own path has been wandering ever since she first heard these traditional love songs as a girl.
Even though the words were beyond the comprehension of a 10-year-old, I was just mesmerized by the music.
Ahluwalia is known for her daring collaborations with musicians from far-flung corners of the globe. In Rabba Roo, a ghazal Ahluwalia wrote and composed for her new CD, Am Zameen, Common Ground, she teams up with Tenarawin, a Tuareg desert blues band from Mali, as well as traditional Tuareg musicians and a Gambian Riti player. When Ahluwalia and the Tuareg musicians met in France to record, they often had to resort to hand gestures to convey ideas. She says they experimented, rehearsed, gesticulated, and laughed together for hours before the recording session began.
And so when I walked into that Paris studio, all of my energy pods were open. And, oh my God, at the end of that day, like 20 people had jumped inside of me. And we just found a completely instant connection after we started singing.
An astonishing kinship can be heard in Must Must, the CD's signature song. Ahluwalia knew it was a risk for her mostly Indian musicians to play a traditional Sufi Muslim song from Pakistan with Tuaregs in the Saharan blues style. But South Asians and Tuaregs both combine hand clapping and call and response in their traditions, and somehow it worked.
I think that we all succeeded in integrating our different backgrounds so well that it is one unit.
While the musical styles that Ahluwalia explores are rooted in particular cultures, emotions are universal. Ahluwalia immediately recognized the sense of love and longing that are the hallmarks of the Portuguese Fado tradition and sought out a partnership with Fado instrumentalists, as we hear on her 2007 Wanderlust CD.
I almost never know the words when I'm falling in love with a different type of a music. It's really everything else in the music. The feeling of the phrases, the feeling of the melody, the rhythm, the mood that it creates. That's what's touching me.
Sometimes the moods in Ahluwalia's collaborations are joyful, as in Jandra, a traditional Punjabi folk song she recorded with the Celtic fiddler Natalie McMaster.
What is it that attracts me to collaboration? Well, it's because I myself am a collaboration. I myself am a person who was born in India and was brought up in Canada. So these two influences, culturally and musically, are very much within me and my own identity, my own character and personality. But beyond my background, I'm a citizen of the world. And the entire world is there for me to be influenced by.
Just where Ahluwalia's travels will take her after her current tour is anyone's guess. However, one thing is certain. While remaining rooted in her own musical heritage, she will continue to honor the traditions of others to create a musical world where geographic boundaries need not apply. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.